mine and yours. And you don't want no pressure, what but a backup and withdrawal. Cause trust me when I tell you, you don't want that you can crawl. And you don't want to see inside of my...
Chapter 81. If Agent Bolin had loaded her down with any more protective charms, Azula thought, she would have jangled when she walked. At the moment, she wouldn't have cared if she had. Holding a wall of fire against determined, angry firebenders wasn't as easy as it looked. And something was pushing at her.
"Something's down there," Bolin had told her. "In the water. I can feel it in my scars."
Watching steam roil from the waters, Azula believed him. "Hate them," something hissed at her. "Burn them, destroy them." Oh, please. As if she didn't have to deal with that impulse every day. The vast majority of people were annoying, insignificant worms, not worth your time to burn them to cinders. You'd wind up doing nothing else. And that, as Mai so eloquently put it, would be boring. "And I hate being bored," Azula smirked as her brother and his ragged associates ran past her, sneering at whatever was trying to lure her into such an obvious trap. "Could you be any more childish? Hate, burn, destroy? You don't even know how to take a subtle revenge." The fire pulse of hate hesitated. Azula chuckled as the little earthbender hung back long enough to scoop up the last bit of rock bridge and hurl it into a shielding wall, allowing boiling water to make a moat between them and their pursuers. "Just watch." After all, she had time to spare. Her loyal agents and Unmitsu had already extracted all the truly valuable hostages from the riot. She couldn't hear them loading the airship from here, but... yes. There were Mai and Ty Lee at the crest of the crater, the airbender waving a pink silk scarf in "Mission Accomplished." Azula stretched her legs in an easy jog to catch up with the others. "Time for a little fun." "You look rather ragged around the edges, brother." She had to kill someone for that. No one got to torture her brother but her. Zuko shot her a sideways glance.
"I've had better days."
"Aww," Azula titched. "Did the nasty spirits bite you?"
"Brotherly, sisterly, trying to kill each other later."
Sword drawn, Sokka put himself between her and the path to the beach. He waved the others on, with an extra wave for the Kyoshi warrior when the brunette looked stubborn.
"What are you doing here? How did you even find us?"
Reluctantly, the others started heading downslope to the beach, where surviving Water Tribe ships and one flagless ship that was probably Byakko's were pulling up anchors, while one very large, very furry six-legged beast lowed, eyeing her from under a shaggy fringe of hair. Azula glanced at the bison, then at Sokka. One brow arched.
"Do you really have to ask?"
"We get out of this, we'll paint him blue, I swear."
"Try black," Zuko advised, stepping subtly between her and the aggravated water tribesmen. "Harder to see in a bright sky. Wait. Wait." He gave Sokka a sober look, then turned his attention back to her.
"Azula, why are you here?"
"I'm hurt," Azula pouted, one hand almost over her heart. "I can't worry about my big brother."
She smirked. There wasn't much time for this, but there should be just enough.
"How was your birthday present?
Flammable, I hope."
"With the proper application of a few unusual materials, yes."
Zuko took a steady breath, not so deep as to warn of breathing fire.
"Why are you here?"
Interesting. This wasn't the hot-headed brother who tried to fight her under the cherry blossoms before Uncle had tossed her off the ship so they could escape. It wasn't even the desperate refugee who'd faced her lightning in Ba Sing Se.
It was like the voice of his letter, one domain heir to another of a different domain, trying to arrange delicate matters to their mutual benefit. And she'd read the reports on General Fong. Aim him at a Fire Nation settlement, and the man wasn't likely to stop himself short of total annihilation, which implied he had been stopped. As did Sokka's sudden gulp and pallor. Perhaps the Avatar's bunch of young idiots would finally take her family seriously? I wouldn't count on it. Oh, it was convenient, Azula shrugged. So many interesting prisoners, so many hostages, that Fire Lord Ozai wasn't making full use of. Why not? After all, the Avatar's little band makes such a useful distraction. She shot a sly glance at the airbender, leaning on a ragged fire sage, and lifted her voice to carry over the mutter of waves. Though I have to say, I never expected him to set loose an entire prison of maniacs and murderers. How viciously practical. She shook her head, almost in pity. Or it would be, if the warden didn't already have plans for mass escapes. Did Zuko tell you he's Mai's uncle? He's very prepared. The day this prison stops sending its usual coded messages is the day the Home Guard assumes the worst and takes appropriate measures. I wonder how many will survive. The airbender flinched. Good. Escaping from prison was a legitimate reason for someone to be killed on sight. Hadn't he thought of that when he made his plans? Probably not. So, how to twist the knife deeper? Still, practical is good. Wouldn't you say so, brother? She dusted her hands off. Maybe one day he'll even appreciate your handling Fong for him. That man couldn't have let peace exist while he lived. If you hadn't killed him, the Avatar would have had to. And my, wouldn't that have been such a splendid way to start peace in the world? Killing one of the Earth Kingdom's most decorated generals. She snapped her fingers, as if it had just occurred to her. But now everything's fine. Avatar Aang and his gang of allies can blame it all on you, the evil Fire Nation prince. How convenient. The airbender was starting to look positively green. How amusing. I wonder if I can actually get him to pass out. You're sick. Ah, the waterbender, looking very much worse for wear. Azula could read the stiff movements of someone trying not to aggravate a serious back injury. Twisted, crazy, Katara ranted on. You sent an army after your own brother. And he won. Azula raised an eyebrow, unimpressed. You should show a little patience. After all, she turned back to Zuko. I'm here to do you a favor. In exchange for what? Her brother was holding his ground, steady as if a fleet full of angry water tribesmen and earthbenders didn't exist. Nothing. I owe you one. Painful to admit, but true. The Fire Nation is better served if Avatar Aang remains alive. A pity Father can't see that. She drew a fine scroll from her sleeve and tossed it. Zuko caught it, eyes never leaving her face. Since he hasn't been able to kill the Avatar yet, he's taking the next logical step, Azula said briskly. If a Water Tribe Avatar would destroy the Fire Nation, then he'll use Sozin's Comet to make sure that never happens. No way. He couldn't do that without killing all the... The little earthbender went pale. The Northern Water Tribe, Katara breathed. Oh, no! They're coming. Hearing the faint sounds of a furnace in the air, Azula took a step back. I doubt even you can stop this invasion, Avatar Aang, but it should be interesting to see you try. Azula! She narrowed her eyes at her brother. You'll always be my sister. Pale Gold was steady, almost smiling. And you know where to find me. damn volcanic mists. The sulfur made her eyes sting. Blinking, Azula caught the ladder that fell out of the sky and let it carry her away.
Ugh, tough air!
Arms wrapped around one living, breathing firebender, Toph buried her tears in warm silk.
Don't you ever, ever, ever do that again!
I'll try. Zuko held on to her a moment longer, then carefully untangled himself, guiding her hand to the ship's rail before he let go.
I'm glad you're okay, but there are things I have to do now.
Yeah.
Toph slapped a hand against blind wood.
Like, punch one idiot right in the nose.
He doesn't get off that easy.
Uh-oh. That was Zuko cold, angry, all wrapped up in thinking until he got almost as scary as Azula.
Sparky, kinda don't like fighting when I can't see people throwing things.
Like I said... Zuko's voice was still cold, with that little edge that reminded her that, yeah, he was the crazy fire princess's older brother.
He doesn't get off that easy. He raised his voice a little to carry across Hakoda's ship to where Amok was moving more water over Katara's still ouchy back, and the rest of her friends were talking to Appa as he swam along with them.
Fire Sage Shiyu. If you intend to teach Avatar Aang, you should be aware that should he ever act again as he did at the Western Air Temple, he will be the focus of personal vendetta from my sister, and possibly General Iroh. I suspect Lady Kotone would restrain Byakko from replying, as my grandfather Shidan would wish, but I wouldn't count on it. As for the people of Dragon's Wings, they're not all Fire Nation. Visiting there could get very messy.
Toph could almost hear the snap of teeth biting at the words.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, look, Sokka started. I know you've had a bad few days, but we've kind of got something more important to worry about.
We have nothing more important to worry about.
Toph felt the heat as Zuko's sleeve snapped through the air in one noble flick of dismissal.
There is no we here, Sokka of the Southern Water Tribe. Your allies' actions have ensured that. Once I copy my sister's message and Amok pronounces your sister sufficiently healed, we no longer exist. You can go wherever you want, as long as it is somewhere away from Byakko.
There was a quiet thumping, as if someone was tapping a Water Tribe boot against the deck.
You said you would oppose Fire Lord Ozai, Hakoda said levelly.
Read a map, Chief Hakoda, Zuko said dryly. If the Fire Lord's heading for the Northern Water Tribe, he'll need to resupply with food and water somewhere before he crosses the Arctic Sea. Do you want to bet he'll skip getting some target practice in, too?
His voice went flat.
There's something much more dangerous than Fire Lord Ozai trying to get loose in this world, and I intend to end that now.
What I did was wrong. Aang's voice was low, as if he chewed over the words again and again, trying to get them just right.
I'm sorry, Fire Sage Shiyu. Zuko's words marched on, as if Aang hadn't spoken. If you take him as a student, you should be aware that Avatar Aang does not feel himself bound by other nations' laws and customs. Not the Water Tribes, not the Earth Kingdom, certainly not the Fire Nation.
Very well, then. If he demands to be treated as an air monk, then I will treat him as they would for his crime. His breath was almost a snarl as his weight shifted towards Aang's voice.
You are shunned.
Hakoda rocked back on his heels, feeling tension thick in the air.
Zuko didn't say he was going to do this, which, damn it, should have been a warning sign.
Sokka had told him they had to pay attention to what the Fire Nation didn't say. Zuko had promised an alliance against Ozai, and that he'd lead Hakoda's people to where Hakoda's children were most likely to have gone.
And yet, despite the injuries Amok said Zuko had survived, the exiled prince hadn't said he meant to take revenge for Aang's thoughtless act. He hadn't said anything about Aang. At all. The airbender hadn't been this pale on the day of the Black Sun. "I do not hear you. I do not see you," Zuko went on, every word like a tolling bell. "Your words are the stifling breeze. Your presence is empty air. I turn my face away." Aang went dead white. "But," Katara started to protest, caught Hakoda's look, and winced. Zuko took a slow breath, shoulders falling. "Kuzan wanted him found. He's found. The world needs him to have a firebending teacher. He's got one of the best I can think of. But he will not listen." He shook his head. "I can't do this anymore." Silent, he walked away. Aang's knees gave out. "Aang!" Sokka caught the air staff before it could clatter to the deck. "What the heck did he just do?" Suki narrowed her eyes at the retreating firebender. "He tried to burn down Kyoshi Village, and you're letting him say things like that? What's wrong with..." "Suki, just stop," Sokka said urgently, catching the airbender's arm. "Aang, he doesn't have the right to do that. I don't know what you did, but he's not a temple elder. He can't..." "No," Aang swallowed hard and cleared his throat, not even trying to stand. "He's right. He has every right to do what he just did." Shiyu sighed, folding his arms as if he were wearing heavy robes and not a prisoner's tunic.
"And why do you believe Prince Zuko has the right to speak so, Avatar Aang?"
"Because," Aang shivered just a little, "I violated the right of hospitality."
"The who's a what now?"
Sokka gave him a look in askance.
As well he might, Hakoda had been listening those times when Aang spoke of his people. He didn't remember hearing about this.
"Ah," Shiyu nodded. "I have read some of Avatar Roku's writings of his time among the air nomads, but it is not the same as the understanding of one who is from among them." He drew a careful breath. "Perhaps you could tell us of it."
"If you welcome someone to your camp, they're under your protection," Aang said quietly. "If they do something you don't like, you're supposed to tell them to get out of the camp before you do anything else. And I didn't. I saw him, saw the fire around Katara, and I blew him away from her."
"Off of a cliff," Hakoda stated, trying to keep his voice neutral. "It wasn't easy.
On top of a sea-going monster. The same monster that he was trying to protect my daughter from."
Still circling water across Katara's shoulders, Amok was deliberately silent.
"He promised he wouldn't get involved unless it came to violence," Hakoda recalled. "Zuko is family, but Aang is the Avatar. Benders can't cross the will of the spirits lightly." "Which is why Zuko asked you to teach Aang about consequences." "Damn." Easy enough to say he'd been across the world when things had gone wrong. He'd had time to speak with the boy before the invasion. But defeating Ozai had always seemed more important.
"And it is important. The Fire Lord wants to destroy us all. But we can fight that. How can we fight the spirit of the world?"
"But I didn't know there was a monster," Aang cut himself off. "I didn't know. I should have asked. Master Gyatso would have asked. But I was scared, and there was fire around Katara like the last time she got burned, and I didn't mean to kill him. I just pushed him away. Except I didn't look where I pushed him."
He took a shaky breath.
"And that was wrong. I was wrong." His voice wobbled. "He's got every right to shun me, and I don't know how to fix this."
I've been asking myself that.
You can't, Hakoda said plainly.
Sokka's gaze jerked towards him.
Dad! You can only do what you are doing, the southern chieftain went on. Take your punishment like a man and learn from it.
But that doesn't make any sense. Katara's glance his way was full of frustration, and more than a little guilt. Why is he punishing Aang? The water spirit got in through my hate. I'm the one who started this. Zuko knows how much I hate him.
Shiyu coughed, one hand politely covering it.
Young lady, that would be the point. Prince Zuko does, indeed, know that you hate him. If you attack him, it may be regretful, but it is not betrayal. Whereas you, young Avatar, gold eyes sought gray, you claim to hate no one. You believe you mean no harm to anyone. And then, he cleared his throat and eyed a mock, how badly was he hurt?
Blue eyes went dark.
He's a healer, the older waterbender said plainly, gathering up water from Katara's back, molding it into spiky ice the way another man might unsnarl fishing line when he fretted.
And he's Shidan's grandson, which means he's tougher than any human has a right to be. Even so, he almost drowned. He almost had every rib shattered. He spent all night at sea with no shelter, fighting a rogue Rakko out of his head. You can ask Katara what that takes. Better yet, ask the swamp benders. They knew enough to grab for the lamp oil the first time it started whispering to them.
His gaze flicked to Aang, just for a moment. For someone who claims not to wish him harm, you came closer to killing him than anyone else has managed. And anyone includes the pirates who blew up the Wani, Admiral Zhao, Fire Princess Azula, and numerous unpleasant spirits, the last one being an angry Kana Loa.
Aang winced. That was cruel, Hakoda thought, eyes narrowed at the older man.
Aang knew he'd committed a crime. The Abender was punishing himself for it already, and yet,
if it'd been Katara who went over that cliff, I'd be angry too.
And the waterbender had already admitted what anger lurked in his nightmares. Anger deep and terrible as the sea itself. So terrible, Amak had shut away all thought of going home for fear of bringing that poison into the tribe.
Hakoda had his doubts that it could truly be that bad. Family was family. Even if Amak had no close kin left, he should have come home.
But that Amak was angry?
Yes, of that he had no doubt at all. And Hakoda knew, from hard experience, that robbed of its target, anger was a boomerang that bounced off a lot of skulls on its way back. Witness what had happened to their truce on the beach.
And that's why he took his water away from Katara. Hakoda realized. He didn't want to risk catching her in the backlash.
Amak knows his anger is looking for a target. He doesn't want it to be her.
Which was exactly what Aang hadn't managed.
Huh. And that is the problem, Avatar Aang,
Shiyu said plainly.
As we say in the islands, your actions shout so loud I can't hear what you say.
He spread empty hands.
Prince Zuko cannot believe you. And so, no, he will not listen to you. Not until your actions, young airbender, not your words, prove that your hand and tongue do not make liars of each other.
The fire sage took a long, considering breath.
In a way, I must say I am grateful. With you declared a foe of the young lord, the rest of his domain will simply treat you as an enemy.
And that's supposed to be good news?
Sokka almost yelped.
An enemy rather than a betrayer and a liar? Shiyu said dryly.
Yes, that is very good news.
He swept his gaze over Sokka's friends.
If I understand what's been said, the Avatar has claimed to be the young prince's friend.
He burned down part of my village, Suki said sourly. He chased you across the world. His sister captured my warriors.
A lot of stuff's happened since then, Sokka shrugged. He's the one who told us where to find Chiyu. And if we hadn't found him, we wouldn't have found you. Not to mention big, scary water fire monster.
Okay, maybe he's not all bad.
Suki allowed, tilted her head at Aang, blue eyes wide in disbelief.
But you want to be his friend?
He's not what you think, Aang said quietly. I guess he's not what I thought either.
Nor are you what he thought, and that is the problem. You claimed to be a friend, and there is no creature so treacherous, so deadly to a domain of fire, as one who claimed to be an ally.
Wait, treacherous? Suki's fist rested on her hip in disbelief. Aang, he's...
She flung up her hands. I don't know what the exact opposite of Princess Crazy is, but he's it. And Zuko acts like she's still his family and wants to get the Avatar angry at him instead? That's crazy.
Not if you ask a fire guy, Sokka sighed.
Zuko knows Azula might put a knife in his back next time. He kept her out of range, where he could see it coming.
So they're both crazy, Katara said firmly.
Sorry, Toph.
Nope, I'm good.
The earthbender was inching her way down the rail, dark metal reaching out from one hand like black fingers to feel polished wood.
Sparky is crazy. He knows that. He's just not crazy like his sister.
Anyway, Katara said awkwardly.
What do you mean, deadly to a domain? Aang hit Zuko.
But an attack against the lord of a domain is never an attack against only one soul, Shiyu said gravely. Avatar Aang, have you studied a spiderfly's web?
Monk Gyatso said it was a lesson in compassion, Aang nodded, that we should care for every life, even one that small.
It is more than that, Shiyu stated. It is the fragility of life, and how it turns on things unforeseen. Burn one strand, and the entire web goes up in flames. I do not know how much you know of firebenders and loyalty, but for those whose blood is fire, there is always a gap in our defenses, a vulnerability in our hearts, that evil souls may prey on.
Shiyu glanced across the deck, where Zuko was watching the waves.
For those who follow him, the young prince is their fortress against Fire Lord Ozai's will.
Aang blinked at him, closed his eyes, and finally nodded.
We are all connected.
So the village elders might say, Hakoda knew, but you didn't send elders to fight a war.
But a fortress won't help them, Aang went on, gray eyes far too old. Just like the Polar Night won't help the Northern Water Tribe. Not if Ozai attacks with the comet behind him.
He took a deep breath.
If what I need to fix this is actions, let's start there.
Okay. Suki sat cross-legged on the deck as Sokka and his dad spread out maps of the Northern Seas, and the rest of her friends gathered around.
This may be kind of obvious, but why are we trusting Azula?
She shot Katara a look as the younger girl ran more healing water down her own back.
She sent an Earth army after Zuko? Seriously? General Fong's dead?
Very, very dead. Sokka looked almost green. That was one of the worst nights of my life. All of our lives. Ever. And the thing is, I can't even get mad at the guy for doing it. He was up against an army, and there were kids behind him, and a whole volcano ready to go. He shuddered. Can we not talk about that?
Suki frowned and reached out to pat him on the shoulder.
And you trust his sister?
We don't trust Azula. Aang looked at the map, shoulders slumped in a way that it was a little sad and more than a little scared. But I trust Zuko.
So the guy who's been chasing you across the whole Earth Kingdom, Suki pointed out, the Fire Lord's son.
Fire Lord Ozai's exiled son, Shiyu said mildly.
Who was chasing the Avatar so he wouldn't be exiled anymore? Suki argued.
Yeah, well, he quit, Sokka shrugged. Guess we know why now.
Yue's got a really weird sense of humor.
The moon is a changeable spirit, the fire sage agreed,
a little white around the eyes when he said it.
It's always been said the prince has no luck. I never believed that to be true, but Akane, what a terrible burden.
For once, Katara looked like she was uncertain what she wanted to say.
Waterbending should be a gift.
Not to a child of fire.
Shiyu folded his arms. In a way, the Kyoshi Island elders used to mean, this discussion is over.
Not that Suki intended to argue with him. There really had been ice dripping off the prince. Wasn't that, well, impossible?
Okay. She rubbed the hairs standing up on the back of her neck.
That's a really strange reason to trust someone.
Take it from me. After a few rounds with the Dai Li, Fire Nation guys start to look way too honest. Sokka tapped some of the most southernmost islands on the map, squinting at how far they were from the North Pole and how near to Fire Nation waters. Thing is, it's not, do we trust Azula? The real question is, what happens if we don't and she's right?
Suki really didn't want to think about that, because that would mean the Fire Lord's daughter wanted to help the Avatar, and the Fire Nation never did anything that kept them from coming out on top.
It's the Ice Pole. Ice, snow, and more ice. There's nothing up there to burn.
But it's summer, Katara reminded her. The sun won't go down for weeks.
Which made Suki's head just hurt. The sun wasn't supposed to do that.
And with Sozin's comet lighting the sky, even the weakest firebender will not need fuel to burn, Shiyu said grimly. Let us hope Prince Zuko reaches Asagitatsu swiftly. If the fourth death has finally been relocated, and no dragons have been tending it, the comet might well be the last prod that brings the spirit to full rage.
Aang shuddered.
Maybe we should.
Big blue spirit dragon that doesn't like you, remember? And eats avatars?
Sokka shook his head.
Either Zuko keeps a lid on the blast, or he doesn't. The Northern Water Tribe builds everything out of ice. All Ozai has to do is start melting stuff, and they're gone.
Katara shuddered, back sparking with pain as still tender skin objected. She could see it all too easily. The sculpted temple collapsing into a formless pool. Chief Arnuk's meeting hall just slush seeping back towards the sea. Years, sometimes decades of crafting, gone in an instant. Everything the tribe owned would be lost to rising waters. Tools, yak fodder, everything. Even if the Fire Lord didn't kill anyone, the next winter would.
But they're waterbenders, Suki protested. Why would anybody build out of ice?
Why do firebenders build places out of bamboo? Sokka shrugged.
It's there, and if the bad guys come calling, it gives you more to throw at them.
Zhao found out that the hard way. But he just had ships and regular firebenders. If Ozai's gonna have the kind of firepower that took out the air temples and uses it all on the Northern Water Tribe, he grimaced.
It'll be bad,
Aang said quietly.
Worse than you think. Katara looked past the map, seeing that city of white and blue in memory. Master Paku trained us with ice. Water, too, but there was always ice around. If the Fire Nation melts the city around them, I only know how to pull water out of air because of what Hama showed me. Does anyone at the North Pole know what to do when their ice melts?
If we believe Azula, Suki gave her a look in askance, why would she tell us anything that's going to hurt the Fire Lord?
Possibly, because even one thought a dark dragon may be driven too far. She rubbed one ear as if it burned. Byakko watches over its own, even those of the Fire Lord's family. Prince Zuko told me his sister fled the caldera in the wake of the invasion.
Katara waited, but that was apparently where the Fire Sage had decided to stop, which made her want to strangle him. So, what does that mean?
Shiyu gave her a quizzical look. Young lady?
And you guys call Sparky crazy.
Toph crossed her arms on her lap, almost smirking.
At least he knows he's got problems talking to people.
I think what they mean is, so Azula left the capital. Aang gave Shiyu a serious look. Why does that make a difference in whether or not we believe her?
Shiyu frowned at him.
You opened Avatar Roku's memories at the winter solstice. Surely you recall what he knew of Fire Lord Sozin's court.
I didn't open his memories. I met Avatar Roku,
Aang said impatiently. I know he was Fire Lord Sozin's friend when they were kids, and he probably knew all kinds of stuff about the caldera. But I don't. I'm not Roku.
For a revered fire sage, Katara thought, Shiyu looked like he'd eaten a bug, and not one of the almost tasty swamp bender fried kind.
You don't know anything about Fire Lord Ozai's court, Shiyu managed. Oh, Agni.
Beat yourself up over it later, Toph wrinkled her nose at him. Tell us why it makes a difference why we believe Azula now.
Because, oh dear, politics and history can be the study of a lifetime. I thought Avatar Aang would only need gentle hints of who might be trustworthy in the Fire Nation now.
Shiyu bent his head over his hands, thinking.
I hardly know where to begin. There are so many competing factions, so many divergent interests.
And you were in the faction that hoped Zuko just might get lucky.
One hand holding down the map, Sokka gave him a narrow-eyed look.
You know, that would have worked out a lot better if you talked to the guy who was actually looking for Aang.
Young man, I've had many conversations with General Iroh since he returned from Ba Sing Se 6 years ago.
It wasn't Iroh's life on the line.
Her brother's jaw worked, as if he wanted to be angry and sick at the same time.
Gah, I feel stupid. No wonder Zuko wanted off this ship. It wasn't just Aang he was worried about, was it?
Sokka? Hakoda asked, beating Katara to it.
Zuko probably saw it the minute he knew you didn't tell him about the Kanaloa.
Sokka said grimly. Took me until now to catch on. If that thing's like other evil spirits, it would have eaten an untrained firebender. You wouldn't dare let the Fire Lord's heir come near it, no matter how strong you thought he was, unless you didn't want him to live to be the heir in the first place.
What?
Katara thought, chilled. Toph squeezed up against her, hand finding her arm and latching on.
You didn't talk to Zuko because you didn't want Zuko to find Aang,
Sokka barreled on.
You wanted Iroh.
Young man, Shiyu took a deep breath and sighed. I would never have wished the young prince ill. I knew General Iroh would be clever enough to keep his nephew from Boiling Rock. Or I thought I did, he admitted, until the prince appeared on the solstice. But what I wished for him does not matter.
General Iroh is the first true-born heir of Azulon, no matter how Ozai might have forged the will. Lady Ursa, there is no proof of what she did, but it is known, and the child of a regicide cannot inherit. There is no greater proof of a dark dragon than to slay your own kin.
That, you're a fire sage. Assassinating a domain lord is a legal way to stop a war, and you know it,
Sokka shot back. Katara stared at her brother, shared a stunned glance with Suki, and shrugged helplessly at her father. When he looked taken aback, explaining about Timul wasn't something she wanted to get into right now. Or maybe ever. Sokka wasn't even looking.
And Fire Lord or no Fire Lord, killing a dark dragon is the duty of the clan. Flat out. Ozai wouldn't do it. Iroh wouldn't do it. Did you ever think maybe Ursa didn't have a choice?
Fire Lord Azulon was the trueborn and only heir of Fire Lord Sozin, Shiyu stated, spine stiff. There was no reason for his kin to raise a hand against him.
Except Ozai's nuts, Toph shrugged. And if he's nuts, what was Azulon?
As bad or worse, just ask Byakko, Sokka said dryly. Shidan's got all kinds of reasons Azulon needed to die, starting with Lady Ran, Lord Kuzan, and a whole bunch of Onmitsu assassins.
Tribal elder arguments, Hakoda said as if to himself. That's always messy. He gave Katara a sympathetic look. You weren't even born yet, and by the time you were old enough to understand, Kana had spent years soothing ruffled feathers. But it wasn't always decided that I would become the next chief. There were a few other candidates, and some good people had their own reasons to back them. It all got argued out eventually, but for almost a year, things were very tense. He gave Shiyu an up-and-down look. The Fire Nation has to be loyal to the Fire Lord, but it sounds as if they don't have to be loyal to his chosen heir. And when you're talking about people, that means an argument. We invaded the caldera after Azula failed to stop us. Whoever was backing her as the heir must have found themselves in a very tight spot.
And if she fled the caldera, that means Fire Lord Ozai failed to intervene on their behalf.
Shiyu nodded.
She is out of the Fire Lord's favor, and if he withdrew his protection from his own daughter and heir, then it is likely that if she is caught, she will suffer her brother's fate.
Aang stared at him, gray eyes narrowed, just a little.
Avatar Aang?
Shiyu inquired.
Azula's a scary person, Aang said firmly. She's done horrible things. She might even be really evil, and I've seen evil. But you know what? None of that matters, because I don't know everything Fire Lord Ozai did to Zuko, but I know enough. What happened to him shouldn't happen to anybody else, not even Azula.
He looked down a little sad.
And all you're worried about is this going to make sure she's not the next Fire Lord?
It may seem harsh, Shiyu stated, but it is crucial to our people.
It's manipulating people. It's wrong. It's like the Temple Elders. They wanted to take me away from Master Gyatso, and I wasn't going to have any say in it.
Aang took a deep breath.
You know what? It's not going to matter anymore. As soon as I Master Fire, Avatar Kyoshi's decree is going down.
You... The Fire Sage's eyes bugged. Avatar Aang, think of what you would do. The consequences to innocent people.
A lot of them are going to die. I know that.
Aang swallowed hard.
I know that. A lot of innocent people are going to die anyway. At least if I do this, they won't die because people who think they know better want to pick who gets to be the next guy to go crazy trying to keep all of you from killing each other.
She's jaw-dropped.
That's what Zuko says happens to the Fire Lords, Aang says firmly. They have to keep all of your great name's loyalty, even when the nobles hate each other. Maybe I don't know how that works, but I see what it does. Tamul of Shujing faced Fire Lord Sozin instead of breaking her word when she knew he'd kill her. Kuzan spent his whole life trying to find me, and he died still trying. Zhao went after the Moon Spirit for the Fire Nation, and Iroh tried to stop him for the world. Firebenders, they're like setting off sparkler rockets. You get them started, and they don't stop until they hit a whole mountain. And a Fire Lord would have to try to hang on to all those people, tearing away like rockets, and keep something kind of like hospitality with all of them, and nobody could do that. Katara couldn't do that, and she's one of the nicest people I know. Katara's face burned. Zuko and Azula and Fire Lord Ozai, everybody here thinks they're crazy, Aang went on. You think they're crazy, and Iroh chased me with Zuko all winter. He's just as crazy as they are. He just doesn't look like it. Being Fire Lord, even being close to being Fire Lord, makes you crazy. He flung up his hands. Maybe I don't know everything about being the Avatar, but people aren't supposed to be crazy. And the people who lead a whole kingdom really aren't supposed to be crazy. It's got to stop, and I'm going to stop it. He crosses his arms. So if you think no Fire Lord means people are going to get hurt, figure about what we can do to fix that. Or at least make it so less people get hurt. He gulped, but straightened. You figure that out, and we'll figure out what to do with what Azula told us. Right? Right, Sokka said firmly. I got a few ideas. He raised a brow at Shiyu. You want in? Perhaps. Later, Shiyu said shakily. I am a fire sage, not a soldier. If Avatar Aang truly means to abolish Kyoshi's decree, I believe I must meditate on this. Katara watched him make his way below and had to wince. He thinks his people are going to die. Suki hugged herself. I didn't meet a lot of good ones in Boiling Rock, but if Shio's okay, he can't be the only one in the Fire Nation. That's gotta be horrible. And that's kinda why I think we can believe Azula. Maybe, Sokka put in. If Ozai's planning to take out the North Pole, okay, sure, fine, you take out the Northern Water Tribe. There's Katara and Swamp Benders and Kyoshi Island Water Benders, and who knows who else is out there. All Ozai's big plan is going to do is wipe out the one bunch of waterbenders who weren't in the war. It's going to be one big mess. Azula will have to pick up the pieces. And she's got 100 years of history and a whole bunch of Onmitsu telling her wiping out a whole nation doesn't work. She's going to get a Water Tribe Avatar dumped on her. A ticked off Water Tribe Avatar. Nobody backstabs Crazy Blue Fire and gets away with it. He nods at Aang. She didn't kill you in the invasion when she had you down. I'm guessing that means she is telling the truth. She wants you alive. Which means this, he tapped the copy of Zuko's scroll, might not be a lie either. Sokka chewed his lip. Of course, wanting you alive might mean sending you off on a wild chinchilla goose chase so you don't get hurt. Maybe. Azula, Suki said under her breath, want someone to not get hurt? Well, kind of, yeah, Aang said reluctantly. She is Zuko's sister. He groped for words. You didn't see what happened to General Fong. He was awful, but Zuko didn't make someone else start the fire that killed Fong's army. He did it. He took a deep breath. Azula, she's awful, but she's responsible, just like that. When she tells her people to do horrible things to our people, she's right there with them. He gave Suki a weak smile. I know it sounds crazy, but I think if Azula wanted me hurt, she'd do it herself. Suki opened her mouth, then slowly closed it. Huh. She leaned a hand on the deck, thinking. I didn't think about it much when she came after Appa. The Fire Prince was chasing you, now it was the Fire Princess. What was the difference? But she fought us just like her sidekicks. She shook her head, as if eyeing an unpleasant memory. She took us seriously, too. The Kyoshi warriors have beaten a lot of benders because they think people who can't bend can't fight. She came right after me and didn't stop until I was down. She slanted a glance at Sokka. I owe her a rematch. Somehow, I think we'll all get a chance. Sokka trailed off, staring at the map. Oh, yeah. Katara looked between him and their father, who was smiling. And this is when I wish you guys would make maps out of dirt, like sane people, Toph grumped. What? What do you see? Not see, exactly. But I know what we could see. And Sokka made himself stop and rubbed his hands together. This is an invasion, right? We've seen that. From both sides. It's a lot of work, and you've got to get everybody together before you go in, so you're sure they know what the plan is. And what did Azula do to us when we tried it?
Zuko told her we were coming, Hakoda pointed out.
Yeah, well, the Earth King's plan told her we were coming, Sokka said ruefully. We changed a whole bunch of details, but we couldn't change where we were going. If Ozai's really going after the Northern Water Tribe, he can't change where he's going either. He's got to fly the airships north. They've got to have fuel. Only so many places they can pick it up before they have to start getting it from ships. And if he's going for the day the comet hits, timing. We can get him on timing. He's got to be at or past certain islands in the next week or so, or it just won't work. We head there, we see what we can find, and we'll know. And if we know, we can do something about it, Aang said firmly. If they need supplies to invade the Northern Water Tribe, then no supplies, no invasion. It's one day. If Ozai misses the day of the comet, then he can't kill the Northern Water Tribe. He took a deep breath and let it all rush out in one big sigh. There's something we can do. There really is.
There's always something we can do, Aang, Hakoda said practically. We just have to keep open eyes and an open mind, so we know it when we see it. He chuckled. Though I never thought even an open mind would mean trusting the Fire Lord's daughter.
We're not trusting Azula, Toft crossed her arms. We're trusting Zuko. That's even harder to believe. Suki shook her head. I know, a lot's happened, and he did face down a monster for us. But after what he said to Aang, that's kind of why I do trust him. Aang rubbed the back of his neck. More than Iroh. Even more than Shiyu. And Shiyu knew he could die helping us. But he's a fire sage, so he did it anyway, because I'm the Avatar. I'm supposed to fix the world. That's what Iroh says. Shiyu, the Earth King, everybody thinks I'm going to fix everything. But you don't have to do it on your own, Katara said firmly. And that helps. A lot, Aang admitted. But you guys still think I'm going to fix things. And Zuko doesn't. He doesn't like me. He thinks I'm trouble, and I guess I kind of am. Maybe not just because of me. Maybe because everybody expects I'm going to pull some awesome spirit powers out of nowhere, and somehow nobody will get hurt except the bad guys. But Zuko's going up north to stop a killer volcano just because somebody's got to do it. He doesn't want my help. He's... Aang looked at Toph with awed, dawning wonder. He's doing what Yao Ren were supposed to be doing all these centuries, stomping on a problem when it's small, before it gets so big you have to have an avatar to fix it all. If you think Asagi Tatsu's a small problem, you are the one who needs your eyes checked, Toph said pointedly. Do us all a favor, Twinkle Toes. Don't tell Zuko he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Sparky's had it up to here with spirits. She waved a hand way above her head. And if you set off that sparkler rocket, the whole mountain's gonna blow before he's got a chance to cool down. Aang gulped. Good point. Seriously? Suki said to Sokka in an undertone. Zuko could set off a mountain? It's a really touchy mountain, Sokka winced, spread his hands apart. Has a dragon spirit, big as, bigger than the serpent in Serpent's Pass. With wings and fire. Incinerates drowned zombies in one breath. Did I mention touchy? Drowned? Suki shuddered. Yeah, found out that the hard way, Aang said sheepishly. But Zuko and Long Shui and the others are handling it, and they're not asking for help. They kind of just want me to stay out of the way. Not like, well, almost everyone else. Katara had to look away. Zuko doesn't want to use you. Her heart sank. Not like I have. You never used me. Aang leaned towards her, serious and worried. None of you guys have. You help me all the time, even when you're just there. And I help you. That's what being friends is. Katara rubbed her hands over each other, trying not to feel the pulse of blood under her skin. But I've made so many mistakes. Well, yeah, me too, Aang reddened. Master Gyatso said that's part of learning to be a good person. If you don't make any mistakes, you're not trying hard enough. His ears were all pink. And you guys forgive me when I make mistakes. How can I not forgive you? He shrugged and gave her a penguin sledding grin. Now, if we could just teach the spirits to figure that out, this whole mess would get a lot simpler.